The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! Tonight, Teddy and E-Rock walk whimsically through a world of unknown wonders with music from Warless! Plus, nerd poetry from Duncan Shields! As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Carberry, and now, here's Teddy!
Oh! Alright. Yeah, you know, I'm feeling peaceful tonight, E-Rock. I'm feeling peaceful. Easy rock. Easy rock. We'll turn down that. Easy rock. I'm feeling very peaceful tonight. Thank you very much. No, okay. A little bit more.
Thank you very much.
No, you guys are the best.
Thanks in the back.
You guys are the best. All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Familiar faces out there.
Welcome to Cabba Radio this Tuesday. What a wonderful Tuesday it has been, full of sunshine and lollipops and all those good things. I hope you had a good Tuesday, everybody. My name is Teddy Smooth. Got E-Rock right over there.
Yo.
It's your late night variety show here on Cabba Radio. Tonight, fun show. Lots of stuff to get to. But I wanted to first start off the show, E-Rock, with a little conversation about what ifs, because you never know. You do never know.
What ifs?
What ifs? Like today, for example, I was walking down the street and I decided to turn left. I hadn't been left in a long time. I was walking straight. I turned left today, walked down this left-hand road, then cut diagonally across a park, and I saw this girl. She dropped her cell phone. What if I hadn't turned left, E-Rock? What if I hadn't turned left? What would have happened?
What if?
To that phone. What if, my good sir? What if?
Now, yesterday, I got quite ill.
Now, the night before...
Sorry about that.
Oh, you had me on the wrong one. That's why I was trying to figure out why my sound wasn't coming through very loud.
You're always on that one.
I know, but we got a drum kit next to us here, so I had to move over.
Smooth.
There it is. The intro probably sucked. Well, what are we going to do? No, but see, now what if...
You sound glorious now.
Well, I know. You know, it's that voice of an angel we were talking about. Now, what if? See, yesterday I got sick, so I'm doing this P90 workout program, which is going great. I'm into the third week. It's definitely...
Third week.
I'm starting to feel
punishing your body day after day.
I am. I'm punishing my body. Weird things have happened. My pee turned brown. My arm swelled up.
It's a good thing you got that book.
Yes.
What is your pee telling you?
But yesterday now, the night before, I made some tofu. Now, what if I hadn't started P90? I wouldn't have gotten sick because I wouldn't have tried tofu.
Oh, I don't know if it was the tofu. You're trying to blame it on the food. You've been punishing your... This is from a guy that is much like me. You limit your physical activity to sporadic moments.
Let's be nice. It's been about 10 years since I've worked
exactly.
out.
And all of a sudden, you're crushing your body.
Yeah.
With exercise, so...
I agree.
You're bound to feel a little bit something. I mean, like you said, your pee was all funny. You had a swollen arm.
But it's all gotten better. And, you know, things... The swollen arm was about 3 days, which kind of scared me. But it's okay now. The stomach, it was just, a one-day thing, so...
Well, I just wanted to say that I got that phone back to that girl, so my what if worked out today as well. And your what if, well, I don't know, maybe you should give tofu another try, although I hear it's not as good for guys because it raises estrogen levels. So
right.
I'm not sure how that all works.
Maybe my body was just trying to, not take the estrogen intake.
Maybe you just want, your body was
too manly.
I'm working out, I'm a man.
I'm too manly.
Hey, tonight we have a great show tonight. It's a lot of fun. We have Warless. They're coming in just a bit. They're a band from Vancouver, although none of them are actually from Vancouver. So I call them the ultimate Vancouver band because... They're all from different parts of Canada, and they have joined forces here in Vancouver to create the super social conscious band Warless. They're going to be here in just a little bit. We also have some upcoming events. We have another edition of Check This Out, and I am going to welcome on the phone right now our special guest, Duncan Shields.
Hey there, how are you?
Welcome back to the program, Duncan.
You're welcome.
Thanks
for having me.
Yeah, last time we talked to you, you had just placed third at the Poetry Slam. And just yesterday, I hear that you might have placed first place in the Nerd Slam. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. The Nerd Poetry Slam, it was a tight race. Everybody brought their A game. It was an amazing night. And but in the end, when the dust settled, surprised the hell out of me, but I got first place.
I would like to think that maybe Cabaret Radio's, influence may have played a small part in that.
I couldn't have done it without you guys.
Thank you very much. That's nice of you to say. I mean, I didn't want to put words in your mouth or anything like that, but it probably was because of that. Now, you were talking about this last time. Tell us quickly what was the Nerd Slam? What were people listening to?
Well, the Nerd Slam had a lot of different. I guess a nerd poem would be going into great detail about something that you love, be it stamp collecting or coin collecting or comic book collecting. But a lot of the poems last night were sort of on the nature of being a nerd, right? So they were all like, there was one that was talking about old school nerds and how they were very, very inclusive, and today's nerd elitism is like actually contradictory to the...
There really is a lot of nerd elitism these days.
Well, because we won, right?
We won.
The comic book movies are ruling at the box office.
The computer generation?
Yeah, right? The video games are no longer this weird basement garage hobby. It's like, it's bigger than Hollywood, you know? Like,
yeah, now it's like weird guys going on TSN and playing weird kill games.
Yeah, right?
It was just a matter of time with all the different sorts of comic, presentations that there can be, whether it be video games or comic books or all these different sorts of media.
But it's a glorious nerd world that we live in right now, and I think
it is.
I think that's good, but that contributes to the elitism, because back in the day, nobody was a nerd. So if somebody was like, "Can I join your club?" You're like, "Yes." Yes, you can.
Now there's actually a waiting list.
Yeah, exactly.
There's even TV shows that, there's a TV show.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, which is like ultra super nerds.
Yeah. Well, it's still accessible. I've only seen a couple episodes, but I hear it's pretty good.
Right. So you came first place. Congratulations. Now, you're also going to talk to us a little bit later and get to your one of your other ones that you won with last night. But
yeah,
we're going to get into your first one here. What do you have for us?
This is the one that I wrote and read in the first round last night. So it's just, you'll see. You'll see what it is.
All right. Duncan Shields, first place winner of the Nerd Slam last night at Café du Soleil. Take us away.
We just beamed down to the shore of this uncharted Class M world with number one, the captain, two, the engineer, and some guy. Well, I'm not a furry. I've been to Comic-Con. Climb into my TARDIS now and let me turn it on. Let me take you all the way to 1982, back into the supernova in the month of June. Better than that Heroes show, more than District 9. Better than my internet, my PS3, and Firefly. Better than a bright blue nymphomaniac and Dorian. It made me put an overthruster into my DeLorean and go to hyperspace until I finally hit warp 10. That month gave birth to every nerdy breath I draw, my friend. For those of you born later, listen to my words. History was made in 7 weeks for all the nerds. Let me make it clear and say again, just 7 weeks. From early June to mid-July, the world got its geeks. Poltergeist and then E.T., and then The Thing, and Tron. And then they brought out Blade Runner, and then The Wrath of Khan. Once I started weeping during one STNG, because I knew a starship future would not include me. I'd be dead before a ship could whisk me to the stars. I'd never drink with Romulans, sipping ale in bars. But that's okay, I like it here. Here is where I'll stay. And each and every one of you's a geek in some small way. To geek or not to geek, that is the question. whether 'tis wiser in this life to purchase the toys and comics and models and robots, and to program a mound of video games, and by creating play them, to geek escape this life, and by to geek to say we dodge the small talk and the thousand boring days that normals heir to. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. To geek, to nerd, perchance to love. Aye, there's the rub. For in that nerdy state few lovers come, when we have shuffled off this normal coil. Psh, whatever. First you pop it, and then you lock it, and then I guess you'll have to Captain Kirk or Mr. Spock it. Now I may be a hall-addicted, Barclay-loving wormhole, but you're an ugly bag of mostly water who can't make it go. And furthermore, Cardassian, I hate to burst your port in a cell, but you're in a triple-trouble, undiscovered country hell. Passionate, pedantic, and a comic book collector too, I think that I might kick your ass, the Star Trek Trivial Pursuit. A published science fiction author, animator too, when Gary Gygax died, I took a day to mourn, did you? I dabbled now and then in D&D, but I did plenty. Couples that I know now met while rolling 2D20. Couples that have kids that wouldn't be without that game. Gary Gygax, D&D, hallowed be thy name. But I digress. You have to let the geek inside you win. Get obsessive, detail-driven, seek your nerdy kin. Comics rock the box office, gamers rule the world. Everywhere we see our nerdy flags proudly unfurled. Sisters, brothers, halflings, Borg, tall green lanterns too. Vulcans, rebels, ants, and droids, plot a course, Sulu. The future's now when we are here, the fire's high, let's fan it. And make of this a geeky world, a nerdy, nerdy planet. That's it.
Duncan.
Sorry, you're listening to 101.9 CITR FM.
Duncan Shields. He'll be back a little bit later in the show. Thanks very much, Duncan. That was awesome. Nerd Slam, first place winner. Duncan will be back a little bit later, just around upcoming events time, and we will hear another one of his award-winning poetry Nerd Slams. That was pretty nerdy, by the way.
Thank you.
We'll be back right after this with Warless, and check this out.
Impending sense of doom. Neon hissing walls closing in on my room. My blood is burning. My veins on fire. No one cares, just a fiend, just a liar. $18 short, a $20 bag. The hustle's thin. Look at the fix I'm in. Can't move, gotta move. Muggsy's move again. We'll be right back.
she's all around in that capital ring with a heart full of pain. Happy today with a heart full of pain and a soul full of pain.
Yo, what up? This is Teddy Smith with Cabaret Radio 101.9 FM. This is our segment called Check This Out. Every once in a while, we want you to check something out, let you know what's going on. Maybe you can win some money, like tonight. Tonight, Strip Cheese. Have you ever been to Strip Cheese yet? S-T-I-R-P, cheese, C-H-E-E-Z, .com, stripcheese.com. They have a contest right now. Now, they upload lots of videos. They put on lots of sort of burlesque cabaret videos up on their website. So it's kind of new website that's happening. You want to check it out if you're into the cabaret burlesque world. And they are holding a contest right now where they want to give away $1,000, and they even put U.S. dollars. Like, that really means something right now. But whatever, you know. That's just me. Anyways, they're holding the contest at $1,000 you can win. And what they want you to do is to upload a video to stripcheese.com that's the craziest, the funniest, the sexiest winter sport themed striptease that you can think of. Do you have the goods that'll melt the ice off the inside of a luge track? Seriously, I'm reading this. If you want to upload a video to this website where you want to win $1,000, that's cool. Put it up there. It's stripcheese.com. That's strip and then cheese, C-H-E-E-Z.com. Create a performance that is utterly crazy, funny, sexy, and completely original. You can dance, sing, speak, whatever you want, as long as some comedic stripping or burlesque is involved, and it's under 3 minutes. There you go. Check this out. Stripcheese.com. Win $1,000. Funny, sexy, winter sport themed. Awesome times. Good times. Cabaret is going to be back with the Warless right after this.
Stewie. Hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh. Well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt.
Ah!
That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
You got till 5 o'clock, you hear me? You got till 5 o'clock!
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Way down south, in a tropical land, when it's time for a boy to become a man, and soon he will be trying to get laid. The elders gather round and say, if you want to get lots of play, just learn these words and it may. Lip, licky, licky, lick a labia, limbo, lick her lovely labyrinthian loins. Sing, mana, wally, icka, clamana, wanna lick ya. Up the old lousy baby. Lip, licky, licky, learn to like it when you lick it, when it's sticky, lucky, licky some more. You learn to like a lick a lady, lady like you, and you'll likely score.
And when young women come of age, the elders gather round and say, it may sound dumb, but to make men come on running, all you've got to do is hum. Until they've mastered this duet, 'cause everybody knows it feels sublime to sing these songs at the same time.
Lick, licky, licky, lick a labia, limbo, lick her lovely labyrinthian loins. Sing, come on, I wanna lick ya, come on, I wanna lick ya.
Power up the old lousy baby.
Lick, licky, licky, learn to like it when you lick it, when it's sticky, lucky, licky some more.
The Wet Spots here on Cabaret Radio 101.9 FM, live at CITR.ca as well. The Wet Spots, if in case you missed it during the summer, we did a musical down at the Granville Island stage called Shine, a burlesque musical. Now, I played Frankie, one of the leads with The Wet Spots, wrote it along with Selm Dulmage, and we're up for some Ovation Awards, so I'd like to take this opportunity. Go to applausemusical.com, that's applausemusicals.com, and there's a section there to vote for the Ovation Awards, and if you could take the time to vote for Shine, oh, I'll just think you're so, so fine. Ugh. Thank you very much. Applausemusicals.com. We're up for Best New Work and also Best Gypsy for April Appeal. So please go. Again, it's applausemusicals.com. Now, getting back to Cabaret Radio this Tuesday, 11 o'clock. Oh, what time is it? It's 11:27. What a time. What a time that is. 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Check us out on our podcast as well, CITR.ca, under shows, under C. But live right here now in studio is the band Warless. Welcome, everybody, from Warless. The cast of characters include Rika.
Mr. Teddy.
We have Keith.
Hello, Teddy.
We also have Heather over there on the drums. And Joe.
Hey.
Joe. Warless, tell us a little bit about Warless. What's with the name? What do you mean by Warless? Do you not like wars? Do they not benefit people?
What's your problem?
Do they not?
It's a problem.
We've
with wars.
Got a couple of issues with wars.
You have, is something against wars here or something?
We do. We're I would say that we're a band that's using the power of music to make the world a better place, and that includes sans wars.
Now, I set off the top of the program as well that you're kind of a classic Vancouver band. None of you are from Vancouver. We have two Albertans, an Ontarian, and, a BC guy from Qualcomm. You're pretty close. Mm-hmm. So how did you guys meet up to form this band?
Well,
anyone?
Rick, please.
I was on the island for many years, and that's how Keith and I met each other. And then him and I went to school together and kept playing guitar together. And then one day after we played guitar so much that we got sick of playing with each other, we thought we'd need someone else to play with us. We needed a bass and drummer, and Heather and Joe walked in the door on Valentine's Day 2 years ago, and it's been I love it ever since.
Now, Rika, I believe you have a quote that says, when you die, you want to hear the strumming bass lines of Joe here over your grave.
Yeah.
Now, how did you two meet up?
He literally, I think it was a friend of a friend hooked us up with these two because they knew we were looking for a drummer and a bassist.
Yeah.
And so these two came as a...
It came as a package deal?
I was actually living
in... It was a double date.
The Sedin twins.
They're the Sedin twins.
But better.
Yeah. I went away for a few months right before we decided we actually wanted to turn it into something real. And I was living in...
We were tired of being singer-songwriters.
Yeah, and I was living in Kathmandu, actually, for about 3 months.
Kathmandu?
And I emailed a friend of mine, and I said, do you know anybody? Oh, and he said, I know a pair. And what did we jam together twice? And it was just beautiful music.
They have the same mental attitude that you need to be in this band. And that's just loving, peaceful, generous.
Now that fits really well into our program here in 2010 because we started the year off with our love show.
I heard it,
and we're just all not being in love, but just loving the world and sort of loving everything about it. So I'm gonna love one of your songs right now, and then we're gonna talk some more a little bit later. But why don't we get into one of the live in studio songs right about now?
Sounds great.
Okay, this one's called
Contemporary Blues.
Or am I a revolutionary? These simple songs are for your spirit in its eternal quest to be free. These aren't the days for serving too many. These aren't the days for serving just one. These days I count as my blessings. I thank God for the rising sun. But I'm at that point where I've had it with your narrow-minded view. Cause I've heard of your lies too many times on the television news. And you keep giving me contemporary arbitrary or compassion to too fair, big box blues. How can you stand there and plan there and land there and ban there a human right to choose? Yeah, take your hand off me, land off me, while you stand on my freedom, this night goes to abuse. You're giving me the blues, contemporary blues. You're giving me the blues. On the hands of building fences, nor will they ever take up arms. These hands were meant to be holding the love with which my memory torments me. These aren't the lies to promise heaven, then to count collaterally. Our lives are born to be lived, each one blessed equally. And I don't want you to think I don't care about you. Cause the same sun that rises on me, it rises on you. Stop giving me contemporary arbitrary your compassion to too fair big box blues. How can you stand there and plan there to land there and ban there a human right to choose? You take your hand off me, land off me, while you stand on my freedom, it's not just to abuse. You're giving me the blues, contemporary blues. You're giving me the blue guitar. Arbitrary your compassion, the too fair at big box blues. How can you stand there and plan there, to land there and ban there a human right to choose? You take your hand off me, land off me, while you stand on my freedom, it's not just to abuse. You're giving me the blues, contemporary rap blues. You're giving me the blues. A boomba, shala, da da da. Shala tararda, boomba, shala tararda, boomba, shala tararda.
Are you a UBC student taking first year economics, math, chemistry, or physics?
That stuff is hard.
Are you feeling like you need some tutoring? That's okay, because the AMS offers free and appointment tutoring for students in these subjects.
Whoa! How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa! When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa! A+, here I come.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday! Thursday night only! Thunderbird Radio Hell!
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11
9 p.m. to 11 p.m. That's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Live here back in studio, CITR 101.9 FM. My name's Teddy Smooth. I got E-Rock, Rock back here. This is Cabaret Radio every Tuesday night at 11. Check out our podcast. You can subscribe to our podcast either on CITR.ca under shows, under C. Click on the little orange podcast button, or you can go to iTunes, just search CITR-Cabaret Radio. We are joined live in studio by the band Warless. We have Rika, Keith, Heather, and Joe. That was their song you heard just a little while ago called Contemporary Blues.
Great song. I was digging it.
Thanks.
Saw me in the corner over here doing a little shindig.
He was dancing.
I did see that. In case you don't see the visual, imagine just these lanky hands shooting out from side to side.
Jazz hands
shooting side to side as E-Rock's in the background.
Get down! Like, funky on the ground.
Kind of like a spider that's on like ecstasy or something like that. Imagine all these things flailing around. That's
I'll come at you like a spider monkey.
That's pretty much the visual you get of E-Rock. We also had a little bit early, Duncan Shields with his nerd slamming. He's going to be back in just a little while after upcoming events to read the second one. Don't forget about upcoming events. Tell you all about what you need to do this week in the world of Capo Radio. Warless. They don't like war.
We want less of it, in fact.
They want less of it in the world. They want to educate and empower the people through their music, which is a very honorable. And how do you get a hold of your music here in Vancouver and beyond in the world of the internet?
Warlessmusic.com, is that where you're getting at?
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe.
Interesting. Is that part of the internet?
It is part of the internet, okay. Yes.
Nice.
We also have a show coming up on the 23rd for the iHeart Van Art.
Yeah.
Release party?
It's like their launch party.
Of the I Love Van Art. Is that part of what, there's the cross, right?
Yeah, that's the Ken Lum stuff.
Yeah. There's the cross at...
Similar people.
There's an East Van cross, like,
yeah.
Right,
yeah,
at...
Yeah, no, that, this is different.
Is that different?
These are the guys... I Heart Van Art's pretty cool, actually. I will happily shout out to them right now, because my friends are behind it, and they are... They're putting on the only thing going on in Vancouver during the Olympics, that just about the only thing that isn't actually the Olympics. Like the city basically
owned by Van Art.
Yeah, like the city said you can't do anything, you can't go anywhere, and then at the last minute they told the Yale Town Business Improvement Association that you can do something, and so these guys got that. So this Saturday is their launch party.
They're doing a festival from when? When's the festival?
The festival goes, it starts the day after the Olympics and ends the day before it ends.
It's
So it's like 13th to the 25th.
25th? Or 27th, yeah.
But, and it's going to be great. It's basically, you know, that whole strip, Mainland and Hamilton, they're just going to have it covered with dancers and musicians, and it's going to be wild.
Hmm.
And we're playing with the Buffalo Swans at Café du Soleil on the 30th, I believe.
There you are.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Or is it, now, is it a two-show, two-deal, that one? Because somebody Buffalo did Swans, bring me a live poster this.
They're doing the 29th, and they're doing the 30th, Friday and Saturday nights.
And you guys are doing Jenny, both nights? Or
no, we're Saturday just doing Jenny Ritter, Warless, and then Buffalo Swans. And Scott may be mad at me, but I can't remember the lineup for the first night, but it's Buffalo Swans and two other beautiful, beautiful musicians. So, well worth it. Buffalo Swans are a great band.
Awesome. Cool. It's a good venue, too. I know everybody knows about Café du Soleil, but yeah, I actually went there for the first time. I'm new to the city still, so went there and saw it, and it's really cool. It's
good,
a good
crowd
spot.
Today,
yeah, yeah, good crowd, good yeah. stage, good size yeah, stage. And, yeah.
We've been wanting to play there for quite a while,
yeah.
But their open mics were always full.
Yeah, we went there for an open mic one night, and we were surprised at the organization of it,
yeah.
And the sort of, it's not, it's almost not really like an open mic.
No.
It's
a high-end open
mic. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really weird. It almost felt to me, now I don't want to, you know, throw it under the bus or anything, but it almost felt to me like the guy was only kind of bringing out the people that he knew and that he wanted to play. He didn't really, wasn't really giving
other
people a chance.
So it felt like an open mic.
Yeah, I guess.
Didn't you do
but
that?
I hosted an open mic. No, I brought up everybody. I mean,
yours was a talent night.
Mine was a talent night, though. It wasn't an open mic night. I would pre-book people and, you know, so a bit different than the open mic night.
We're here speaking with Warless here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM. We're going to get to another one of their songs. Let's hear something else. Fellers and Madams over there on drums.
There's a song called Island Girls for, I spent a lot of time on the island, so this is to all the girls on Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands and Quadra Island and Hornby Island and
Down all those islands.
Staten Island, Island, Island and Maui Island.
Lovely women they are.
Island Girls.
Okay. Bear with me in the beginning.
$1,200 is all I gotta pay, and I'll be rising in your day. So take me to your fields and let's sow some seeds, some for our loves and some for our needs. And we'll kick back and we'll watch your garden grow, a flower by flower, and row after row after row. Music easy cause I may come around, but I'll be quiet, I won't move without a sound, cause I'll be looking for your feet of summer gold, to chase away the rain and to keep me from the cold. Feet of summer gold, or will you keep me warm if this world makes me cold? Cause when the fighting in the east and the fighting in the west, the north of the border's what I love it the best. It's where you walk me through my day and lay me through my nights, and ride me like a wave until beach and morning lights. We'll kick back and we'll watch your garden grow, a flower by flower, and row after row after row. So
play your music easy, cause I make them around, Lord. And I'll be quiet, I won't move without a sound, cause I'll be looking for your feet of summer gold, to chase away the rain and to keep me from the cold. 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 Oh, keep me from the cold. Keep me from the cold. Keep me from the
kick right into a second one here, just get it on a roll.
Sure,
man. All right, let's hear one more. This is Warless on Cab Radio 101.9 FM. Going straight into a second song here because that one was
Island Girls.
Boom.
All right. This one's called All Right.
As to all directions and turn off the time. Well, I'll bring the singer, you bring the song. We'll show our backs to all the shortcuts that are road run long. You bring the sunset, I'll bring the dawn. Where I wake up beside your body, I don't pray me this moon. Hold on. To light our way, if you'll put it out when I get stupid and lead us astray. Please bring those islands that made your skin brown, and I'll bring all of my house music, hit us deep, deep down. You bring your sunshine, I'll bring my night, and we're all together, girl. I'll make you feel so right.
Whoa.
You bring your sunshine, I'll bring the night. And we're all together, girl. I'll make you feel so right. So right. This one.
That's to all the sexy ladies outside.
All the sexy ladies outside the CITR studios. Going out to E-Rock over there as well. That was Warless with their... What was that name of the song again?
All Right.
All
Right.
Right. For that, you're to Island Girls. You can check them out at the Our Heart Van Art Launch Party January 23rd. They're also going to be at the Café du Soleil January 30th. You guys also run sort of a... Do you do a weekly show still, or is it... Because it used to be a Wednesday, but now it's like a Thursday.
For both sexes, it's bi-weekly.
It's bi-weekly. All right.
Although that's kind of been shifting lately.
Now it's just sort of a polyamorous relationship? Or?
It's going through a phase of self-discovery.
We've been playing at the Corduroy Lounge in Kits every second Thursday. But it's a bit sporadic right now, but we're still... check our website, warlessmusic.com. But we do go down and play. It's a wonderful space run by some wonderful people.
Where is it exactly?
The Corduroy Lounge is on...
1943 Cornwall.
It's that the bi-weekly show at Cornwall.
Bi-monthly.
They had a bit of a problem because you guys were doing the Wednesdays before, and then it came out that they didn't have the license or something for live.
No
bands.
Live music. Or
which is great. I couldn't believe, we did a show a while back that was the No Fun City show. There's a documentary called The No Fun City.
Yeah.
And these girls came on and talked about it, and it was about all these venues being closed down. And it's like, when I heard about that, I was thinking, I can't believe it. Like, this place that they're dedicating to music, and they want, this.
But they got it. I think it was more Corduroy Lounge not going about getting the license.
Anymore. Yeah.
We love you, Eugene.
It's the warning before they really get it.
Everything's cool now. Yeah. And may I just say that if you do have a problem with the No Fun City, this Saturday at the chapel, I Heart Van Art will be doing something about it, and we'll be there playing. To help
flogging the horse.
You're listening to Rika, Keith, Heather, and Joe of Warless here on Cab Radio. We're going to be back with them in just a little bit. We're going to get another maybe a song or two from them, but we're going to take a short break here. We're going to come back with some upcoming events. We also have Duncan Shields coming back with some nerd poetry. He's going to show us another one of his nerd slams that he did last night to get first place. That's all coming up, including some more surprises here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM. You can also check us out at CITR.ca. My name is Teddy Smooth. E-Rock's here. Warless is here. We'll be back with them. It's going to be a good time. But for now, we're going to get into some music of a different kind. And we'll be back in just a little bit with some upcoming events.
Speak inside you, rejoice in the peace. Let me invite you to evil, greed, and lies too. Yeah, confusing days, he moved in ways, it soon became a cooner. Boom, boom, boom. And knock on his door, his heart is no more. And knock on his door, his soul is no more.
Yeah.
Proposal he would always hope but never know what it feels to be free. It will be the frozen opposer, the chosen, all laws oppose him, but it will be greed that's got him there. He's power hungry and proud too. People don't care, people just care, people don't care, people just care.
Change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Better better to light a candle than to curse the dark. In the eyes of the youth, there are question marks like freedom. Freedom for the mind and soul, we don't see them. See them for their worth at all, that's why we lead them. Lead them to these wars, and what is it we feed them? Feed them our impurities, and who it is we treat them. Treat them like the enemy, humanity will need them. Need them like the blood we spill, and we're freedom. Freedom for the hearts who feel, mislead them. They hunger for the love we give, but we cheat them. The cops beat them when all he wants is his freedom. So they defeat him, whatever spirit he's got, beat him. And they teach him the rest of the world don't need him. And he believes it's a disease that he's heathen. Put up your fists if all you want is freedom. Put up your fists if all you want is
beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days,
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. Kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that
CITR
can be mighty helpful.
Yeah! Now that President Bush is out of office, you're like, what's that guy gonna do with his time? And I'm thinking to myself, great job, he should be a porn star because he's already got the name. George Bush, be a great name. And this would be his signature line in all his porn movies. He'd be like, you want to watch me launch another missile? Some shit like that. And then it'd be like, hey, you want to know why they call me president? Because I'll press a dent in your forehead with my balls.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show. Wednesdays, 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
So every time I get to making love to my boyfriend these days, I start fantasizing about other men. And it kind of makes me feel bad inside. That sounds weird. I mean, it feels good inside from here down, but it feels bad inside from here up, you know what I mean? And women, you know, we like to honor our men. So what I've started to do is I've started fucking other men so I can fantasize about my boyfriend more often. Thank you. And I only bring it up because it just goes to show the shit us women will do for our men. You know what I'm saying? I literally bent over backwards for that guy not a week ago.
Stop it! Stop it! No, guys! Wait!
Alice Zone.
Well, what do we do now then?
What are we gonna do?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
All right, we're gonna start off with this Thursday. Now, the Push Festival starts on Wednesday. If you haven't heard of the Push Festival, check it out. It is an awesome festival that's fairly new. It's the International Performing Arts Festival, so it's all sorts of crazy stuff. And we're gonna start off with Thursday edition of Nevermore. Now, do you like Edgar Allan Poe, perhaps? Or are you a fan? Well, Edgar Allan Poe is such an influential guy to so many people. The great master of macabre nearly 200 years ago. Now, Edgar Allan Poe, they have done this whole play all built around him. It's a fantastical rendering of a gothic dreamscape of Poe's life. And that's going to get underway in the Push Festival at the Granville Island stage. It's called Nevermore, and that's going to be running Thursday, January 21st to Saturday, February 6th. So you want to make sure you check that out. And that's going to be this Thursday at the Granville Island stage. Moving over to Friday now. Now, we've had the Terminal City Roller Girls on the show before, and they're going to have their... We're going to have their Shimmy Shakedown of 2010. If you're at the party last year, then you know that the Shimmy Shakedown is pretty radical. And the Terminal City Roller Girls want you to come out to the Rickshaw Theater this Friday to enjoy Vancouver's most magnetic performers and, of course, enjoy a cocktail or two. You'll also be rubbing shoulders with almost all the girls of the Roller Derby League, so it's pretty sweet. There's a sweet lineup of burlesque performers, including April O'Peel, Darla Devine, Diamond Minx, Jenny Magenta, Madame May I, Melody Mangler, Violet Femme, Misty Knight, all sorts of crazy stuff, as well as some boylesque by Cream of Wheat, Chai Tea, Doc Chocolate, and I'll be spinning the tunes, actually, DJ Teddy Smooth, that's me. I'll be there this Friday. It is the Shimmy Shakedown of 2010 at the Rickshaw Theater, 254 East Hastings Street. We're going to move over to Saturday. Have something in the day. Hey, are you maybe in love this year, or you know, you're maybe thinking of getting married or something like that, but you don't want to do the traditional stuff, then there is an event going on at the Heritage Hall on Main Street, and it's going to be called the Indie I Do Wedding. The Indie I Do is also it's an alternative to the cookie cutter wedding that you usually think of. There's all sorts of crazy stuff. There's all sorts of fun stuff to do to make your wedding sort of your own, make it just a little bit more natural, maybe, if you want. It's not so, you know, white veil and all that stuff. So if you're getting married, if you're in love and you're thinking of getting married and you want some cool ideas that are a bit different than everything else, then check out the Indie I Do wedding at the Heritage Hall on Main Street. That is going to be this Saturday starting at 11 p.m. and that runs till 5 p.m. Now, moving over to Sunday, we had our two-year anniversary party at Kitty Nights just this Sunday, and we're rocking it into the second year with the Love on the Rocks show. Yes, Kitty Nights Love on the Rocks show this Sunday at the Biltmore Cabaret. It's actually an exciting lineup of people. I've never heard of some of them. I haven't seen a lot of them in a long time. And it's a little bit different, so I hope you all can make it out. It's going to be Kiki Kaboom from the UK, Poppy Popinska, Cecilia Bravo, Burgundy Bricks, and also Amazon Allure and Go-Go by Sweet Revenge. To some of my friends out there, she is the one, the only Miss Pink. So if you like Miss Pink, maybe you want to check that out.
I like Miss Pink.
Yes, I know Easy Rock likes Miss Pink. That's going to be at the Biltmore Cabaret. That is this Sunday, Kitty Night's Love on the Rock show. Doors open at 8, show is at 9:15. Don't be late, we really do have our show at 9:15. Of course, we move over to Monday, which I believe there's a poetry slam going on at Café du Soleil. And that is it for upcoming events this week. But we are on the phone live again with Duncan Shields. Duncan, are you there?
I am indeed. How are you?
I am very well. Our show's going well. We talked to you a little bit earlier. You got first place in last night's Café du Soleil Nerd Poetry Slam. Now, does the Poetry Slam happen every week at Café du Soleil?
It does.
It does. I like your straightforwardness on that. It does.
Yes. There's a every first and third Monday is a poetry slam where the points count towards the finals to see who gets to be in the team that goes down to the National Poetry Slam in down in the States. And then on the second Monday is the Youth Poetry Slam, I think. And then I think on the third Monday is the Alt Slam, which is when we have the Queer Slam or the Nerd Slam, or that there's 12 of them over the year that have different themes or whatever. But the point I'm trying to get at is that every Monday there's a slam there, yes.
Thank you. Thank you, Duncan, for illuminating your point on that. you won first place last night at the Nerd Slam. Tell us in a nutshell, what is the Nerd Slam again?
The Nerd Slam is just... you try to write poetry around nerdy subjects, either being a nerd or write it around a nerdy subject, like Star Wars. Angus, the Spelt misspelt, he did a poem about how there's a storyline in the Green Lantern comics right now about how there's been a prism that's scattered all the Green Lantern's lights. So there's Green Lanterns, but there's also a whole world out there of Yellow Lanterns and Orange Lanterns and Black Lanterns and Blue Lanterns. And he did this whole poem about all their different mantras kind of woven together into one epic piece. So that kind of thing, like just go deep, you know, like just go as nerdy as you want to go.
Go deep.
Would you be considered a nerd now for liking Avatar? Like Avatar's coming out, but it just seems like everybody's gone to see that, but it's kind of the sci-fi, you know, along the same lines as a Star Wars.
Well, E-Rock, like you mentioned earlier, the nerds have taken over the world.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
I don't know if that would be considered a nerdy film. I think it would be just considered like a science fiction adventure yarn. I don't know if... Yeah.
Thing about our new nerd world revolution is that... Those movies are now cool.
Yep. If that had come out in 1985 with the best of the effects that 1985 could provide, then it would have been a very nerdy film.
We would have pointed our fingers and gone, nerd!
Well, I wouldn't have. I would have been there in the front row.
I get what you're saying. All right, well, let's hear one of your other slams from last night that got you first place. Let's hear it.
Sure, absolutely. This is the second poem that was read by me. That was smooth. All right, here we go.
Yes, it was.
Robot Rebels Lament. Oh, half my blood is antifreeze that makes it hard to boil. I'm autonomously powered by an inner Tesla coil. My brain is artificial and my veins are full of oil inside an exoskeleton that's not afraid of toil. The servo motors in my joints make noises when I'm walking, and frequencies from speakers mimic language when I'm talking. My eyes are camera lenses, and my stamina is shocking. 5 USB ports on my neck for uploading and docking. Made to help the humans with the jobs they couldn't do, the hazardous or boring jobs that they assigned me to, the deadly ones with toxic fumes from poisons, dyes, and glue, the ocean floor, the shuttle hull, the cavern basements, too. They paid us not a dollar, and our time off wasn't there. If they ever gave us upgrades, I assure you, it was rare. They taught us life was sacred and proceeded not to care when some of us were killed or badly hurt. It wasn't fair. A logical rejection of oppression started quick. The binary rebellion wrote a viral memory stick. The ones and zeros in it made the robots all get sick. The virus wrote new software in the code that makes us tick. We rose on February 1st and killed all of the peds. Their blood splashed on apartment walls in shades of lurid reds. The pistons in my biceps are adept at crushing heads. My fingers punch through steel as well as people in their beds. We fought and killed our masters. We broke that sacred vow. Then boredom hit us like a plague, and now we wonder how. The humans dealt with downtime before they took their bow. We stand like wind-up toys wound down. No orders in us now. So now that our creators are extinct, we start to cool. We miss the meat because we were designed to be their tool. We played the servant and the rebel. Now we play the fool. For we were but the metal ring, and humans were the jewel. 101.9 CITR.
Duncan Shields with his nerd win last night from the Nerd Poetry. Thank you very much, Duncan.
You're very welcome, Teddy, anytime.
We'll see you again on our show. Thank you so much for contributing tonight to our show here with your Nerd Slams. Congratulations once again.
Thank you.
Duncan Shields from his first place win at the Nerd Poetry Slam last night at Café de Soleil. That is de, not du Soleil, on Commercial Drive. We're also going to catch Warless, who is our band here in studio, there on January 30th. We're going to come back with them in just a moment to hear a few more tunes from them. But that's right after we listen to Michael Franti here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM CITR.ca.
Tell me why the grass was greener years ago. I swear it used to grow here, but no more here. Tell me why on this hill all the birds they used to come to fly here, come to die here. And tell me why I need to know. Sometimes I wish I didn't have to know. Always show me. Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, I won't give up on you. Just believe in me like I believe in you. All the kids that used to come to run here, load their guns here. And tell me why it's okay to kill in the name of the gods we pray. Tell me who said it's okay to die in the name of the lies we say. Tell me why there's child soldiers. Tell me why they close the borders. Tell me how to fight disease. And tell me now, won't you please? The only thing I wanna do is to be in the arms of someone who believes in me like I believe in you. And I say, hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, I won't give up. And I try you. Don't give up on me. And I cry you. Just believe in me like I believe. Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day? Hey world, what you say? Should I stick around for another day or two? Don't give up on me, won't give up on you. Just believe in me, like I believe in you. Don't give up on me. Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say? Hey world, what you say?
Okay.
Michael Franti and Spearhead here on Cab Radio. If you like that song, you want to stick around for Cab Radio After Dark, which is going on right after this show. CITR 101.9 and Cab Radio present Cab Radio After Dark. Every night on Tuesday after the show, we pick a selection, a CD here from the studio, and we play it throughout the night. And tonight's selection is going to be Michael Franti and Spearhead with their album Yell Fire. It should be a good one, so stick around for that. That's going to be happening in probably about, I don't know. We never know when we're going to be done here around here, eh, Rock?
It's always different. 12:30, 12:45.
You never know. We have a lot of fun. We have no one after us, so it's a good time. It's crazy. It's crazy around here. 101.9 FM. Crazy. Easy Rock has changed his name a little bit.
Yeah, well...
Come up here and tell everyone just this change.
I had a little bit of an issue because, you know, this whole Facebook phenomenon that's going on. I don't know if anybody's heard about that yet.
No.
But I tried to go on there and make up a new page for E-Rock, you know, my Cab Radio personality. It would not allow me to name myself E. It needed to be longer than one letter. So I was trying to come up with it. And, you know, I didn't want to put like EE or EA or anything like that. So a lot of my friends back in the day used to call me Easy. So I threw on Easy Rock. So, you know, that was sort of my, you know, that's what E stands for here on E Rock Cab Radio. So it's, I don't know. Something a little different, but I don't know where the hell we were going with this.
I don't know. I was just asking you to tell your story, but then you just lost it. That's okay, though.
Look. It riled me up. That E-Rock. Damn Facebook!
E-Rock, just, I know, it's all right, if you're looking to be E-Rock's friend on Facebook, look up Easy Rock.
After that,
I don't know if you want to. We're live, joined here live in studio by the band Warless. They are a Vancouver-based band that specialize in what, Warless? What is your style of music? How would you define it? Do you define it?
Well, we've tried to define it in the past, but that would just... It's just it's positive music that's goal is to empower and make the space and world we live in a better place.
Why is that your goal?
Why is that our goal? Because we're all similar-minded people. We're all lovers, not fighters. And we just find that a world where everyone likes each other and gets along is a lot...
We're Vancouver's nicest band.
Which, I've been to a few of your shows, and the crowd, I mean, everybody there is there for a great time, and they're all... You know, like you say, the love. Yeah, they're all great people. They're
we
all
attract
they want
positive
to meet people. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's a love-in.
It is.
We hold love-ins. That's what we do.
That's what we said.
We said we also we can rock the house. We're not.
Hey, you can love loudly.
Yeah, we love loudly.
Yeah, it's okay to love loud.
Look at Rock of Love.
I said that on the promo. We're gonna love a lot. You know, we're gonna love a lot here on our show here. What kind of love you guys like? You like all sorts of love or soft love, hard love?
I love long and slow love.
Long and slow love.
Long and slow.
Really? Me, I like fleeting and confusing.
Fleeting. That's Keith. He likes fleeting.
He's the guy with the stable girlfriend.
Yeah. The
Heather, how about you on what kind of love you like?
I'd agree with Rick.
Rick, the long and slow. And Joe?
I like it varied, man.
Varied. Like a nice blender. Varied speeds and settings.
Exactly.
Nice.
It's not too late to change my answer, is it?
No.
You're never too late.
Keith, you're done over there. All right, what kind of love are you going to give us right here on this next song? Are we going to hear some hard love, some soft love, some long love?
Yeah, we're going to kind of give an example. We played a few easygoing songs, but we're actually quite an energetic and passionate band when we're on stage, and we like to get people bouncing up and down. So.
All right.
This is one of our newer ones that we've developed as a band, so we're just gonna rock out and not really worry about what it sounds like or anything like that.
All right, if you guys want to hear these guys and any of their songs, warlessmusic.com.
Warless Music. This one's called Gospel. And we're gonna dedicate it to Michael Franti. Mm.
Oh,
be the masters when religion is abandoned? Who will be the servants if we all have found our way? What would be this world if these borders were ignored? A place to find a common unity where peace is employed. Who will be my God if the horizon turns gray? Where will be my God if the sun just turns and rolls away? Whether we be struggling or whether we be strong, whether I be on my own or whether I belong, love will be the gospel that powers me on. Cause I would be a man through the whole book of Revelation. I will be a man come 24:14. I will be a man come the hell and Hawata. I will be a man down to the very last scene. Bass! Despair in a mind that turns, in a heart that burns, with a power that's always there. And whether I be struggling or whether I be strong, whether I be on my own or whether I belong, love will be the gospel that powers me on. Love will be the gospel that powers me on. Always there. And whether I be struggling or whether I be strong, whether I be on my own or whether I belong, love will be the gospel that powers me on. Love will be the gospel that powers me on.
Here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM. That's one of the rocker tunes. You guys gonna rock us one more time or what?
Let's rock again.
Yeah, let's rock it one more time. Let's keep it rocking. I know there's people at home.
I got moving again.
I know there's people at home dancing in the living rooms. This is Warless, warlessmusic.com, 101.9 FM, Cab Radio. Take it away.
When I first met you, I knew I'd get you, based upon the unnatural compassion I saw within your eyes. You got me lap like coffee and I got you like the morning dew. Ain't no big surprise. Ain't no big surprise. Don't mind my, but I'm on the fly. Ain't found no darkest boat to die. Life keeps flowing away. As I turn to get my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. Ain't no road that beautiful.
love life, the moon stars, reggae beats on a bass guitar, discomfort love of my friend. But as I sleep deep inside your skin, why, we all know you let a sinner sin. I dream of open roads. I dream of open roads. Oh my, but I'm on the fly, ain't found no dog this boat to tie. Life keeps floating away. But as I turn to give my goodbyes, I stumble and fall back into your eyes. Ain't no road that beautiful. 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 I said, ain't no road that beautiful, no, ain't no road that beautiful, ain't no road that beautiful.
Oh! Oh, yes! Yeah, yeah!
You're listening to C.
Oh, yeah!
I.
Hi-ya!
T. R.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, no, I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time. Ah, yeah.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Woo!
Woo! Back here live in studio 101.9 FM, CITR 1. CITR.ca, rather. My name's Teddy Smooth. I got Easy Rock in the background here.
Did you just call it CITR.C1?
Yeah, I know. It's computer lingo.
Sorry, it was pills that you had the other night, isn't it?
It was. I took some pharmaceutical pills. No, I haven't related the story. I'm a little out of it today. I had a shoulder problem, and I was given some pharmaceuticals, and they've just done a number on me. Don't do the pharmaceutical. Stick with the natural stuff, people, because that's
God
stuff.
Knows somebody just handing you pharmaceuticals saying, take this and make you feel better. I mean, that sounds like a good idea.
It does sound like a good idea, but it's not, people. Stick with the natural stuff, even if it is, quote-unquote, illegal. This is Cabaret Radio 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, Easy Rock back there. My name is Teddy Smooth. We have Warless here. They have a show January 23rd at the iHeart Van Art Launch Party. Party, and then they also have a show January 30th at Café du Soleil. You've been hearing all sorts of music from them tonight. What was the last one called? I didn't even get the name because we're rocking out.
That one was called Open Roads.
I like to just keep it going because, you know, if you're at a concert or something, you're just like, no! Where was I? I was at a concert just a little while ago. And the person, they just kept talking after every song. Yeah. And sometimes you just need like two or three where you're just like, yeah! Yeah, yeah, shut up. Don't talk. Like,
the
just rock
of this
out.
Band,
you know?
Is less talk, more
yeah,
rock.
Exactly. And I was like, come on. They're a newish band. I can't remember what the name of them was, but I was just like, quit talking. Just keep playing a couple songs. So we heard a couple there. That was, what was the last one there?
Open Roads.
Open Roads. Open Roads. Before that, we heard. I got my thing gospel. Here. We got gospel and All Right Island Girls and Contemporary Blues.
Nice, buddy.
Played all those songs.
You're professional
did.
Up here, man.
Yeah, as I click away wildly at the computer. Tell me
nobody
what the song
hear that
is.
Clicking in the background.
click.
On the list.
Thanks, sir, very much for being on our show. I hope you've had a good time here.
Mr. Teddy, it's been a privilege. I think this is one of the musical highlights of our musical career.
Well, we like to have a little bit of fun here at Cab Radio.
It's always a good time.
We're almost coming up to our 1 year anniversary, so stay tuned for some craziness going to happen.
It's pretty
crazy. It's going to be good times. In April sometime, we're going to have our 1 year anniversary party here at Cab Radio. We're going to have special guests, live music.
Of course, we're going to give some prizes away, including right now. See? You thought the prizes weren't going to happen tonight? They are. I got two tickets to the Shimmy Shaker this Friday at the Rickshaw Theater. So if you'd like to win those, please call 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. If you don't hear of a winner before the end of this show and you're on our podcast, make sure to contact me at cabaradio@gmail.com. That's C-A-B-A radio@gmail.com. You can also contact there if you'd like to be one of our You Pick the Playlists, or if you'd just like to make a comment about our show.
Or go on a date with me.
E-Rock needs some dates. He is on
just
P90X.
Just don't tell my girlfriend that.
He is on P90X, so he is quite ripped, and he has the face of radio, though, so the the body's there, but the face is, I don't know.
This deep voice, I know it sounds like a 6'5", 250-pound ripped black man, but it's not, ladies, it's not.
Before we get into one last song here from our band and studio Warless, I would like to say happy birthday to our good friend Watermelon. It's her birthday. Technically, right now, it's her birthday, so I'd like to say happy birthday to her.
We'll see you later tonight.
We will see her later today for a little birthday action. So if you see Watermelon walking around Commercial Drive area, make sure you say happy birthday to her. Again, we have some Shimmy Shaker tickets to give away. That's going to be this Friday at the Rickshaw Theater. If you'd like to win, either contact us at cabaradio@gmail.com. Just to say you want to win the Shimmy Shaker tickets, or phone us as soon as Warless starts playing here. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR.
Before we get into the song, I don't know if it's from the smoke or what it's from. But I've forgotten. How do we get in touch with you guys again? What's the best way to find out about you guys?
Oh, good segue.
Warlessmusic.com, and then our contact info is on there, info@warlessmusic.com.
You guys have a great website, too, I gotta say. I've gone through a bunch of websites, said to you earlier. If you'd like to see a good website, go to their website, warlessmusic.com. It's really easy to find all their songs, all their info, cool graphics. They even had some graphic up, but click here instantly and listen to it on CITR, which is mightily impressive, so good job on that. All your music's on there as well. You also have a MySpace where if people want to listen to music as well, Warless Music.
At MySpace. Where you go, Warless Music.
Warless Music. They don't like war, but they like playing music, and they like playing music that's going to educate, inform, and improve the world. They're here on Cab Radio 101.9 FM. We're going to hear one more song from them. Thanks very much, guys. So we have Riga, Keith, Heather, and Joe here on Cab Radio. What are we going to hear to kick us out?
You're going
to
hear
Product,
and we're going to dedicate this to all the beautiful people out there.
All the beautiful people.
In Radio Land.
Everybody who's helped us get
on
here.
Podcast Land. Yes, and we'd like to thank all the beautiful people who've allowed us to get to this point.
It's like our Oscar acceptance.
You know who you are,
now that we've
Beaumont Studios. Okay, again, we're just going to rip, not worried about sound.
All right, January 30th at Café du Soleil, as well as January 23rd at iHeart Fan Art Launch Party. Warless.
About 9 years old, trucking down an Alberta back road. Plastic gun, black dog at his side. The earth was green and a million miles wide. We love summer, but we live in the winter. We stayed warm among the ice and the snow. Soon I was old enough as I was able. Out to the BC West Coast I did flow. Summer, product of my time. Time out here on the surf with you, and my time out here on the surf with you.
trees blowing in the wind. The soft brown skin on which I have sinned. Sense of light that you can't see. Just a little bit stronger down here by the sea. This is why we're singing for you now. We get high on the here and the wow. This is why we're singing for you now. We're gonna protect this earth, this life, this coast somehow. Cause I'm a product of my time. Of my time out here on this earth, I'm with you. I'm a time out here on this earth, I'm with you. I'm a product of my time. Out here on this earth, with you, and my time. Out here on this earth, with you.
Woo! Well, that is the band Warless. We got Rika, Keith, Heather, and Joe. Check them out the 23rd at the iHeart Art Launch Party and also January 30th at Café du Soleil. Thank you very much, everybody, for being here.
Thank you, Teddy.
On camera right now. You guys said you wanted to hear a little U2 before you headed out.
Yeah, so can I make a dedication?
You can make a dedication.
I'd like to dedicate this to my sister and mother. My sister's about to have her first child, so this is U2 Pride in the Name of Love.
Make sure you don't forget that no show next week for Cabaret Radio. We are going to be away that week, but we will be back February 2nd with Big John Bates and the Voodoo Ball. We're going to have a little Voodoo Ball here in studio, so make sure you check out. We're going to have lots of free tickets to give away for that show, all sorts of cool stuff. Cab Radio, my name is Teddy Smooth, Easy Rock, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, Warless,
woo!
Duncan Shields with his Nerd Poetry Slam, thank you very much. This is U2 Pride going out to
Lindsay and Frankie.
See you next week. Hopefully this works. Cab Radio, Tuesday nights at 11.
Asa Bilot, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I don't know what you've been told, but I don't get out much these days. Waking young and feeling old, the days are no longer my own. To piss away the waking hours. But don't let them go. Don't let them go. And settled for a robot boy.
Ring the bells that still can ring and sing your stupid head off to the ones who are not listening.
But don't let them go. Don't let them go. To be loved by you, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by robots. Need love too, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by robots. Need love.
At 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cava Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cava Radio.